Hey everybody, welcome to Jen Lowry Writes. I am so honored to have Lori Keating with me right here, all the way from Florida. Lori, I love you.
I love you, Jen.
I'm
I appreciate
so excited, y'all. I talk with Lori like every single day of my life, but just to be able to share this experience with you on the podcast, just to be able to see you and just engage as we talk about your upcoming releases with Monarch and Caterpillar Books. I'm just so thankful you could join me today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
All right, so I'm going to read your bio. Lori lives in sunny Southwest Florida with her wonderful husband and daughter. Ever since she was in the fourth grade and entered a young authors contest and won, she knew she wanted to be an author someday. Here you are, Lori. When she's not writing, her favorite activities are spending time with her family, reading, traveling, and enjoying time on the beach. All right, Lori, tell us a little bit more about you too.
Okay, so yes, I definitely love my writing, and I love connecting with other writers on socials. And one of my favorite spots is Twitter and Instagram. And just a shout out to everyone that I communicate with on a daily basis. I love you guys, and I love doing this journey with you.
So, speaking of journey, since the fourth grade, Lori.
Yes.
Okay,
But I
I need to
went for a
know.
long period of time where I didn't write. Like it was, I had kind of a rough childhood and just a lot happened to me. And so, writing was not something that was, on my heart to do. And until, I had one of those life-changing, experiences as an adult. And after that, it's just writing is now, it just is just me. It's what I do. It's part of me. It's in my heart. It's in my soul. It's in my mind all the time. I'm constantly coming up with ideas and plotting new stories.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And I get the privilege of saying that you are three times now signed with Monarch. I put the other day when I made your latest release announcement, I was like, three times and they're all charms. It's not like this is the third time and we got lucky. We got lucky with one, two, and three.
Thank
So
you.
I also want to give a special shout out to Patrick and Faith, your family, for supporting you and being on this journey with you. How has that been with your cheerleaders around you?
Yes, they are awesome. I mean, I have to admit they are so awesome. I mean, my husband, he is my biggest fan, and so he is just, I love listening to him read my stories, and he'll laugh, or he even cries sometimes, and I just love that because it's like I can hit that emotion with him too,
Yep.
And Faith is, yeah, she's great, and she'll tell me, she's just honest, but she's 12, and so she'll tell me if something's not working, no, Mom, cut that,
Don't we
or
need that though? Don't we?
they have become like mini critiquers for me. It's funny, even when we watch movies, there'll be things that come up and they'll say, flaw, that wasn't talked about yet. It's fun. It's just fun. It's a family event.
Yes, I love that so much. And I think Patrick was the first pre-order you said as soon
Yes,
as
he did. Oh my gosh, I didn't even know he was doing that. He just went into Barnes and Nobles. That was the first place that the pre-orders came up, and he went in and he ordered, and then he posted it on Facebook, doing a shout out. So I thought that was so sweet.
It was. Now, we got to talk about pre-orders. How has this been with three books? And Lori, you're so super talented. It's like I want to publish everything under the sun that Lori Keating writes. And we first started with Butterfly Ink, which was named something different at the beginning when you first sent your query in to us. And then we came to the new conclusion of a new title. But tell us about like pitching that first YA.
Pitching it to you or pitching it
Yes,
in
and
general?
everywhere, just pitching it in general. Like, what has
Okay.
that been like?
Okay, so it would, you know, I first queried it out to agents because, you know, that is what most writers in the community, you know, feel like, you know, so, it, you know, we have to get that agent, you know, and I think it's mostly because, you know, having an agent, we wouldn't have to do all the work of submitting to different publishers ourselves. And so there's a benefit of that. And I queried it to a few. I did get a response back from one that said she almost took it, and she welcomed me to query her again with future stuff, and she was really sweet. But I mostly got rejections, and I think I got probably 25, and then it was another Monarch, Lindsay, that had submitted to you her middle grade, and I started looking, I'm like, who is this publisher she's going with? And after I Googled you and I creeped your whole, you know, page, and I was like, you know, I really think I would work well with her, Jennifer. And I submitted to you, and 2 weeks later, you requested a full, and I'm not kidding. I was in the car with my husband and daughter, and my hand went over my mouth and I cried. I was like,
oh, Lori, I didn't know. I didn't mean to make you cry. That I better been tears of joy. Tears of joy.
Tears of joy. Yes. Yeah, okay. I was so excited. That was the first time I had experienced that, you know, for my YA. And I was just overwhelmed. It, you know, because I've heard the stories that it can take months, years, you know, and so I was so extremely grateful.
And so I was looking back, now you're in developmental edits. Shout out to Ashley yes. White, who is yes. Taking you through round one. And I want to say, I looked the other day because I was pulling up just to make sure I sent that corrected copy to her. And it said January. And that made me yes. pause. Lori, that made me. Like,
I know January is when I finished it and queried it, and then was it March that I had the offer from you?
Yes.
Yes. It happened so fast, and I know that's unusual, but I'm, you know, not a day goes by that I'm not extremely thankful for that. So
when it's magic, it's magic. I say that to you guys all the time, and I absolutely love your writing style. Just so beautiful and elegant and just accessible and fun, but
thank
powerful.
You
talking about, okay, the memory quilt.
Yes.
Let's talk the memory quilt, because okay. memory quilt was second. And then mm-hmm. now you're going from YA, and then you're like, oh, and by the way, Jen, I'm picture book and chapter book and everything in between and middle grade, and I love it all. How much fun is it to be a multi-genre author and to be able to just dip into these different categories and worlds? How is that?
Well, I love that. Originally when I started just doing picture books when I started writing children's. And then, believe it or not, Butterfly Ink started as a picture book title. I just, like, I have this list that I have of titles that I just keep. And, you know, because it was my daughter when she was little, she loved using those temporary tattoos. And I thought, oh, what a fun little picture book that would be about a magical tattoo. And it was my husband, my cheerleader. And he's like, I don't think you should do that as a picture book. I think you should make that into a middle grade. And I was like, oh, I can't do that. And then I started writing it, and the middle grade turned into a YA. So,
yes. And you're at that upper YA too, because Callie is on the brink of, you know, stepping into adulthood and yes. experiencing those transitions. So that was a big leap, Lori.
Yes. That's,
but it's perfect. It's like, that's what it was meant to be.
It was. It truly was. I never even attempted it as a picture book. It just was the title that I had, but yes, it was meant to be the YA.
And then you had a similar experience, not with the memory quilt, but with Angels in the Sand. Talk about how that made a transition as well.
Yes. So that was originally a picture book that I queried out. And, you know, and I had worked with an editor on that one. And she had changed my ending, actually. And so I thought, okay, well, it's not the ending that I had, but, you know, she probably knows best. So I went with her ending, and I queried that out for Oh, probably 40 or so agents, and you know, most I didn't even get a form rejection back on that. And so I changed back the ending, and but I was like, oh wow, it's already been out there to so many. So I filed it away. And then, you know, it was after I wrote the YA that I still had more ideas, and I didn't want to let that story go because I just loved it so much. And so I started, you know, just kind of, you know, going through different ideas in my head, you know, how do I want to do this? And so I was thinking middle grade at the time, and so I just sat down, and you know, and I'm not kidding, Jen, like this story just flew out of me. It was probably the easiest story I've ever written. I just like it was like my heart was in it, you know, but it had been part of me for so long. I think that's why it was easy to write it.
And talking about write it, like recent write it.
Yes, it was very quick. I think the whole thing took me 3 weeks, I want to say. Yeah. And you know, and because I had talked it over with you, and I was reading all those grief books and doing all the research,
Sorry,
and
Lori, I took you down the path,
it was awesome though, because it just helped me, you know, and then I knew my concept was different than theirs. And so, you know, once I sat down to write, I think all that research just helped. It was just like it was building up the story in my head. And then when I sat down to write it, it just flew out, and I loved it so much. Like, I mean, like when you know, offered me publication for that, tears again, but joy, joy, all joy.
Joy, joy. I will say the memory quilt is very special to me. If you look up on the top shelf of that very cluttered bookcase over there, that's too deep.
Yes.
That's my memory quilt from my mom.
Ah, love
All of her Braves
that.
t-shirts. Well, not
Special.
all of them, trust me. We would have had a quilt big as the house, but those are some of her special Braves t-shirts. And we had that made. One of my students and her mom crafted that for me. Very special moment for me to have that given to me. But the memory quilt, when I received that, talk about tears. Okay,
No.
I'm crying. As you can see, I have a personal connection to a memory quilt,
Right.
right? You did not know this at
No.
all. On my bucket list, that was actually on my bucket. I have a bucket list, and on my bucket list was to sew my mom's t-shirts to make a memory quilt, but I did not know how to sew. And when I
Yeah.
shared that bucket list to my students, I was giving them like some of the topics. They were creating their own senior bucket list kind of thing for an activity
Yes.
at the end of the year. And I shared a few of mine, and one of my students was like, "Oh, we craft my mom quilts." And so, that bucket list got checked off, and it's just very special. But Eli read it too. Eli is my sidekick and my
Right.
cheerleader, and
Yes.
Eli's crying. He'll get the lip, you know, he'll get that lip where I'll know that the book hits him. So the lip comes first, and then I'm like, yeah, this is a monarch book. And so I looked at him and I said, Eli, it's a monarch book, isn't it? And he said, yes, it is. And I mean, I already knew, Lori. Like with each one of your works, they are different, but they are
Yes.
such the same. There is this
No.
universal thread of love and hope and acceptance and cycle. Like it's about cycle. All of your books, even though they're
Yes.
picture book, they're
Oh.
chapter book, it's
Yes.
YA, it's your heart on every single page. And
That's true.
you can feel it. It's like you can feel it when you're reading it. How did it feel when you pushed out your book for the first time and now you have an ARC team and you're getting these reviews?
Oh my goodness. Again, happy tears, you know, getting the reviews. And you know, it was scary sending it out, you know. I have to admit, you know, just sending it out into the world, it's like, oh wow, this is the first one that's going out, and this is my work, you know, and how are people going to respond to it? And it has been overwhelmingly amazing. Like the reviews are just beautiful. It's like I read every single one, and I cherish them all.
I got goosebumps thinking about those. Literally, I just got some, like thinking about the reception that you've received. I'm not surprised at all. It's truly a book that matters. And I am just so thankful that you're trusting us here at Monarch to be able to share this journey with you. This is just your first steps, Lori Keating. I'm telling you right now, first steps for you. And I'm just so blessed that the Lord has put you in our path. Just lovely. I just love you to pieces. You know it.
I know. I love you too. And I'm so honored to be part of Monarch, Jen, and sharing this journey with you. I cannot imagine a different path. It's like God just knew.
And you're also a cheerleader for other authors too. Like what I see you do, like you're always sharing content, congratulating, just always out there being so positive on social media. Social media can be a pretty crazy, intense place sometimes, but you are such a positive light there. And the connections that you've made with the Monarchs, with your writing community, I just want to commend you for the work that you're doing just to get good books out there and help authors and support them. So thank you for what you do too.
Thank you. Yes, I love doing it. I mean, I feel like that it's like a whole new family for me. They're not just, you know, I because it starts as we become friends, and then before you know it, we're like, I love you, you know, I'm so happy for
Yes.
you.
Yes, and let's jump and jump and
Right.
then this week your announcement went out. You and Stacy Bartlett both had your announcements coming out the same week. You guys are Team Monarch. And
Right.
I think Stacy was like putting hers out and y'all were talking about let's jump again. I'm like, I want to jump with y'all. Like I wish we could have one of these. We talk a lot about Monarch
Yes.
conferences and let's get together because you truly do make a connection when the Lord is at the center in what we do. So we have brothers and sisters in Christ, but we also have a mission that's a shared mission.
Yes.
And I think that that just continues to build those relationships because we all believe that books matter and that words can truly help, young people navigate on their journeys.
Definitely.
And truly, your books are that.
No, thank you.
Your books are that because the waters can get muddy, but to me,
True.
it's like you're the light carrying them home. So
No.
just know, no, just know that you will continue, I know, to
Yes.
push out tons more books because you are not that author that just has the one idea and thinks this is it. You've got tons of ideas, Lori, out there.
Do and I still have more. I have a list and I've now put them in order. I'm like, this chapter book first, then my YA, then I was like, I can't help it. I'm just in create mode.
Right. And critique partners have been a great help for you too. Let's talk about that a little bit about their shouldering with you a lot of your work and ideas and bouncing them off. How's that been?
Oh, that's been amazing. Yes, they are invaluable to me of, you know, they read my stories and we are all friends and we love each other, but yet we have no problem saying, you know, hey, this isn't working, you know, maybe try this. And then it's like, you know, the light bulb goes off and you're like, thank you so much. That's what I needed.
And so
So I love that.
all of your critique partners virtual.
Yes, they're all
Yes.
virtual.
And that's
Yes.
the power of connecting on social media. You never know who's going to be that next support system for you that's going to help you change the course too of your story. So I would really recommend you guys looking for critique partners, joining writing groups, do local groups as well if you have those in your community, but with social media and the online writing community, our authors are very strong out there. So,
Yes.
continue to reach out and find your people because, Lori, you have
Yes.
found your people.
I have found my people. Yes.
Yes. So, last words of wisdom to everybody who may be thinking about writing their first book, or if they have books that they've kind of hidden away, what words of wisdom would you like to give for them today?
Wow, I would say write it. If it's on your heart, write it, do it. And then, like what you were just saying, connect with other writers and let, you know, collaborate together and you know, work on polishing that story and put it out there, and maybe not take rejection so personally. You know, many agents and editors and publishers, they're looking for specific things that, like what you said, it just speaks to your heart. And, you know, there's so many, I do critiques, giveaways on Twitter, and I read so many wonderful stories and think, wow, if I could, you know, just help them get into the hands of a publisher or agent that is going to feel the same way about their story that I do, you know? So again, it's just finding your people and having patience with yourself and just loving the journey.
Love it. And you, for your debut coming out, you've got to continue to hold on to that joy. You've got to continue to just, you know, praise and stay positive with it. We've had so much coming so fast. It's like a whirlwind. Like, it's like, whoosh, round three. And now we're just into that developmental round for round one. So I'm really excited for you and all that you've accomplished in such a short amount of time. But since fourth grade, I'll say that's long overdue, right?
Definitely.
So congratulations on everything, Lori. Just give everybody your handles really quick. Social media, if you have those things memorized, like your Twitter and Instagram, how can people connect with you?
Yeah, Twitter and Instagram is the same. It's at Lori M. Keating at both.
Easy, guys. Reach out to Lori. Lori, thank you so much for joining me today on the podcast. I love you. Love you lots. And guys, thank you.
I love you too.
Thank y'all for being here. Support Lori. Check her out on social media and pre-order the memory quilt. It is out now. And I'm going to go ahead and give you those dates. The memory quilt is coming out. I have everything written because you have three and I didn't want to mess the dates up. January the 9th, 2024, yes. Right around the corner. And then on June 6th, you've got Butterfly Ink. So that's our summer beach read. Cannot wait. Yes. And then Angels in the Sand, you're another January release. I did that on purpose. January is your stellar month, January the 7th, 2025. Mm-hmm. So 2024, 2025, you have opportunities to continue to live in the writing world of Lori. And that is a blessing. So excited for you, Lori. And thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.